Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the RKA Sugar Industries Q1 FY23 conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tejas Sonawane. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of RKA Sugar Industries Limited for giving us the opportunity to host their Q1 FY23 earnings call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Vijay Banka, the Managing Director. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks, post which we'll open the forum for a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Very good afternoon to all. Thank you, friends, for participating in this conference. Our quarterly results have been out. We have posted profit before tax of 56.70 crore and profit after tax of 39.70 crore, which is about profit after tax is 46% higher than the profit that we had clocked in the corresponding quarter last year. Our top line has also grown well, and well, we had brisk sales during February. Well, firstly, let me take you through the other numbers. Our total income was 648 crores, EBITDA of 75 crores. We compressed the finance cost. They are at 7.77 crores, and profit before tax of 56.70 crores. Tax provisioning has been about 17 crores, and profit after tax of 39.70 crores. So our numbers compare well with the numbers of the corresponding quarter last year. So during the quarter, we sold 15.29 lakh quintals of sugar, out of which 5 lakh quintals of sugar is what we have sold for export purposes, and the rest was sold in the domestic market. So 10.29 lakh quintals of sugar was sold in the domestic market, which is vis-à-vis 9.64 lakh quintals of sugar that we sold in the domestic quarter, domestic market in the corresponding quarter last year. We've been able to moderate our inventory level. Our inventory as on the 30th June is 13.3 lakh quintals of sugar, which is as compared to 25.39 lakh quintals of sugar on the 30th June 2021. Our inventory is valued at 3,179 rupees per quintal. We have had industrial alcohol, basically ethanol sales of 156 lakh liters, which again is a significant improvement over what we had sold in the corresponding quarter last year, which was about 112 lakh liters. So the higher top line that you have seen is mainly a function of higher sugar sales and higher ethanol sales. And we have term loans outstanding of about 300 crores as on date. And one of the loans is the soft loan which the state government of Uttar Pradesh had given. And there are two distillery loans, which all the loans are at a subsidized rate of interest. And our crushing operations concluded on the 24th of May at the GN unit. The other two units had concluded earlier. The DP unit had concluded on the 23rd May, and Dwarka Dhami unit had concluded much earlier on the 20th of April. So we had similar crushing numbers during this season: 378.18 lakh quintals vis-à-vis 378.36 lakh quintals in the last crushing season. So approximately 18,000 quintals less sugarcane we have crushed. And we've sacrificed about 58,800 metric tons of sugar, because this number is higher as compared to the number of last year, last season, mainly because in the Dwarka Dhami unit, we have in the Dwarka Dhami unit also we have generated the heavy molasses, where in the previous season we had generated the C heavy molasses. So the project that we had embarked upon, the distillery project at Dwarikade Dham unit, it was commissioned on the 24th of June 2022. The first production of ethanol happened on the 7th of July 2022. So from then till now, till the month end, we produced about 39 lakh liters of ethanol. So the plant is under stabilization. There are small issues which are but natural and expected. So those are being ironed out, and we should be able to go full throttle in about a week or 10 days from now. So that's about it. I now open the forum for our questions. Thank you very much once again, Team Daulat. I invite the participants to ask me questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Sanjay Manial from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir.
Hi. Very good afternoon.
Very good afternoon, sir. So just few questions. If I look at your inventory at 1.33 lakh tons, then I believe currently the way you are getting the quota, it should be exhausted by October?
November.
Okay. Okay. By November. Right. And sir, what is our working capital debt as on June?
As on date, it's zero. We have we have surplus as on date.
Right, sir.
Yeah.
And sir, I think the refining capacity which you have mentioned last con call that you will be setting up the refining capacity. Can you give some details of that in the sense when it will be commissioned and what would be the capacity?
No, we were actually contemplating setting up the refinery during this off season, but unfortunately, the machinery vendors, etc., you know, suppliers, they are all extremely hard pressed, and it will not be possible. You know, we would not want to disrupt our regular crushing. So we're going to start the process sometime in January 2023 so that we are fully prepared for setting up. I mean, our refinery will be operational during the season 23-24.
Okay. And what would be the capacity of, I mean, in the, what will the...
In one plant, we'll produce refined sugar.
So about means, one third could be the...
one third of the production, you can say so, but one must also keep in mind that in the coming season, you know, since we are going to be using juice and nearly 20%, 20-25% of sugarcane juice will be diverted for ethanol. So the sugar production will accordingly come down.
Right, sir. If you can give some color about the fact that if we are looking to set up any or if we are looking to set up any grain based distillery, or are we contemplating anything like that?
No, you see, we are examining it, but as I mentioned in my earlier earning calls also, we are self-sufficient, self-reliant in so far as our molasses requirement is concerned. We will neither be able to spare molasses beyond what we are sparing for country liquor purposes, nor will we be required to buy molasses from outside sources. So our production matrix is such that we will have enough molasses for more than 300 days of working of distillery at both the units.
Right. No, my question basically, what I was trying to understand that is it not possible to set up a grain-based distillery, standalone grain-based distillery, maybe not inside your complex, but somewhere outside where the availability of grain is sufficient, maybe in Eastern UP or maybe in any other states where the availability is sufficient?
No, we haven't. We aren't contemplating anything like that. If at all, you know, with some minimum investment, we can equip our existing distillery such that they are able to use grains also as feedstock, so that in an unlikely event of there being molasses being scarce, which I don't think so, we can switch over to grains.
Right, sir. Few bookkeeping questions. What would be our molasses inventory and at what price it would be valued?
No, our molasses inventory is valued at 1,030 rupees a quintal. And we have, one moment, I must see how much molasses we have. We have molasses in the both the distilleries. In DD units, I had mentioned, we would have molasses enough to produce about 100 to 120 lakh liters of ethanol, out of which 38 lakh liters of ethanol we have already produced. And in Dwarikesh Nagar unit, we will have molasses enough to produce ethanol until September, October, after which we will obviously have a shutdown of our plant for annual maintenance before we embark upon the next crushing season.
Okay. Yeah. And just last one, if you can give some guidance on the income tax rate, for 23 and 24.
See, the income tax rate, we must, assume that it will be anything about 30%. Because we have, anyways, our cash outflows are going to be lesser because we have some MAT entitlement available. So our cash outflow will be lesser, but insofar as the deferred tax adjustment, etc. is concerned, the effective rate will be 30% plus before we switch over to the lower regime in about 2 years' time from now, lower regime of tax.
So from FY25, maybe we can switch over to the 25% tax.
We are in 22, 23, 24, possibly. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Fine, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pratik Tholia from Systematix. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity.
Good afternoon, sir.
If you could just shed some light on the monsoon and subsequently the acreages in your command area, because what we are hearing is that the monsoon has been rather very weak in the entire UP. So if you could just give some more color on that front.
Sure, well the monsoon has been rather weak this time, but we've had some good rains in the last 3-4 days. So we have to look at this problem from the perspective from Bijnor district point of view as well as from Bareilly district point of view. Now Bijnor district, most of the area is irrigated except for some small pockets which are rain fed. So we don't see much of a problem there. Area under sugarcane cultivation in any case is higher than what it was in the last year. In Bareilly district, inadequate rainfall would stunt the growth of sugarcane. But we are hopeful that with some rains coming in the coming days, I think we should not have any issues on that score.
So net for us as a whole, the cane availability would be better than last year or flattish?
Flattish to better. Flattish with an upward bias, I would say.
Okay, understood. And so what is the current sugar prices prevailing in the market?
See, after the announcement of this additional export of about 12 lakh quintals, the prices have moved up by about, before that the prices were in the region of 3450 to 3460 a quintal. Now the prices have moved up and they are over and above ₹3,500 per quintal.
So we do 3,500.
per quintal, but we do expect some improvement in the prices in the coming days.
Understood.
Yeah.
So that's it from my side. Thanks, sir, and wish you all.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Archil Lohade from JR Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
Very well, sir. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Tell me, sir.
Sir, a couple of things I wanted to check. One is, in terms of the variety of sugarcane, we hear that there were some issues with respect to 338 and the flooding and consequent yield drop and all. Can you help us understand your perspective on this? How much is 338 out of your total cane crushing? And how do you see, are you also working on any other variety which can replace this 338 over next 1-3 years?
Yes. The variety 0238, which was touted to be the wonder variety and which has in fact given wonderful results for sugar mills in UP, it has become little prone to the red rot pest attack. So, and this is more pronounced in the eastern UP and the central UP. It's less pronounced, in fact, impact is not felt at all in our Bijnor district unit. It's very minimal. So, in Bareilly unit, yes, it stunted the growth of sugarcane and the recovery also has suffered. So we are working on a plan to replace this particular variety, and we expect that the density of this variety will come down by about 70% in the next by the third season from now, and we expect about 12-15% replacement in the coming season itself for the season 22-23. So. We are working on that very seriously. So we will have replaced that variety 0238 replaced by about other varieties to the extent of 70% in 3 seasons from now. Now we work the varieties which are going to replace this particular variety is 15023, 118, 14121, I think. So there are 3-4 varieties which are equally good. In fact, 15023 is supposedly, it said that it perhaps have more sugar content than 0238. So we are working on those that particular variety. Of course, real results will be known only when we will get the supplies of that particular variety in big numbers. Insofar as Bijnor district is concerned, we are working on the improving the longevity of this 0238, so that what we are doing is we are encouraging the farmers to use good amount of pesticide, follow good irrigational practices, agronomic practices, so there is no threat of this variety being prone to any pest attack or anything like that, but we are ensuring there again in a phased manner we'll try and replace this variety.
Understood. Is it the case with all the other sugar mills, or you think the other mills are lagging behind?
No, you have to divide the UP into 3 parts. So the central eastern UP is more prone, the eastern UP is little less prone, and the west UP is not so much prone.
Right. Understood. So my second question was, given the rain deficit as of now in UP, do you see a risk to the yields? Have we seen in the past any inadequate rains having an impact on the yield or the recovery rate?
I answered this question a little while ago. So in Bijnor district, most of the area is irrigated, the area under sugarcane cultivation. Except for some pockets which are dependent on which are rain fed and therefore dependent on rain. So thus the scene in Bijnor district. Insofar as Bareilly district, yes, rainfall is very much required, and we have had some decent rain in the last 3-4 days. We do expect that the deficit should be made good in the month of August.
And if it was to make it up in August, there is no impact on the yield as such, right? Yield or recovery rate?
No, no, it will be mitigated substantially.
Understood. And, you know, in terms of the exports, can you help us understand what is the current status, how much is already gone out, and is it possible to know how much of that is white sugar and raw sugar?
See, so far as we are concerned, we've exported about, we have, the, you know, in the first tranche, we exported about 25,000 metric tons, which was captured in the results of FY21-22. In 22-23, we have dispatched for exports 50,000 metric tons of sugar, which we expect that shipment will happen in a day or two from now. So we do INR transactions, so you know, except for collecting documents, etc., we are not so much concerned about the actual shipment, because I mean, it has to happen and we have to get the documents so as to establish the trail of export. But we get our money upfront, so there is really no problem. As far as country is concerned, ISMA had last met in the month of July, and we had discussed a number of 9.4 million tons of sugar already having moved out of the country. So we expect by 30th of September, with this additional 12 lakh tons being allowed, we should complete export of about 110 lakh tons of sugar.
Right.
And I don't have breakup of white and sugar. Maybe immediately I don't have the breakup. Maybe I can get it and share it with you.
That would be wonderful, sir. And just one more question. You know, in terms of the for your distillery, how much of the sugar is under B root and C root as of now?
No, we are in this season, 21-22 season, we did not generate CAV molasses at all. Now, CAV molasses, according to me, is a thing of past now. So, all our all sugar mills are now generating DAV molasses because of their ethanol made of DAV molasses, the prices are remunerative. So, the question of generating CAV molasses as such does not arise, except for some mills who perhaps may be generating CAV molasses to fulfill the country liquor requirement. But we have generated DAV molasses even for fulfilling the country liquor requirement. So, that's it. What exactly was your second question on this?
And so, in this B-heavy, how much sugar have we sacrificed? Is it 1.7%? Is it 1.8%? And what maximum can we sacrifice?
It depends. Like 378 lakh quintals we have crushed in the last season, and we have sacrificed sugar production of 58,800 metric tons. So that translates to, one moment, 58,800 divided by 378. So roughly 1.56% of sugar we have sacrificed.
And how much maximum can we go to? Can we go to 4%, 3%? Is it doable,
no,
theoretically?
Not in B-heavy molasses. Not B-heavy molasses. The range is from 1.3% to 2%. I mean, 2% also, you know, if you sacrifice that kind of sugar, one is always running a risk of, you know, formation of crystals during the off-season. You know, you there's a particular bricks beyond which one cannot go. If one goes beyond that particular bricks, there is a possibility, small possibility of deterioration in the quality of molasses.
Okay, okay. Got it. This is very helpful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants are requested to kindly restrict your questions to two per participant. Participants are requested to kindly restrict your questions to two per participant. We have the next question from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abacus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Very good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good, sir. Very good afternoon to you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so my question is on the exports front. First of all, could you help us with the realization that we got for this export order?
So we... the first time we did exports, we had got a FOR Kandla rate of about 34,500.
And this time the rate was closer to 35,000 rupees a metric ton. So the transportation logistic cost, etc., is about roughly 2,000 rupees a metric ton. So X factor realization is about anything between 32,500 to 33,000 rupees a metric ton. Now the big advantage in when one is doing exports is you're producing raw. So there is a saving in the production. There is production cost also comes down, and then the recoveries are also better. And then because of the export, there is faster cash flow rotation. So all these result in a benefit of another 1,500 rupees metric ton. So the realization is accordingly anything between. If you equate, it will be about 34,500 rupees a metric ton, which is what has been the domestic market price.
Exactly, sir. So, so the reason to ask this is that since we have done, sort of upfronted a decent part of the sales of our sugar, and if we felt that the sugar realization was going to increase from here, so any specific reason that we went ahead with this large chunk of export?
No. I'll tell you. We cannot be so much futuristic. We cannot think so much futuristic in our business. Hello. Yeah.
Yes.
So you see, now the sugar prices can be better in the month of August, September and October. Okay, once the new season starts, and we will sell sugar as much of quota as we are going to get. Okay, nobody can sell more sugar than what the kind of quota they are going to get.
Correct.
So we will sell that kind of sugar, and once the new season starts, and with the arrival of Maharashtra sugar in the market, the prices again will be subdued for a couple of months. So, in fact, we are largely benefited because our cash flow movement has been that much more faster. So, I don't think that we should have taken a call like that.
Understood. Yeah. And then with the inventory that we have at hand, and so you sort of mentioned that by November we'll be able to exhaust it. So then the quota this time around would be much lower than what we had the same quarter last year, right?
No, this quarter we already have the quota for the month of August. July quota we have received, we have sold. August quota we have received, we have sold. August quota we have received. So it's more or less the same quantity that we have received in the earlier quarters.
Understood. And so just on the crushing part, if you could highlight in terms of the recovery rate, you've given it from a sugar season perspective, but from the quarter perspective, if I look at for 1Q FY23 versus 1Q FY22, was there any fall in the recovery rates?
See, it's very difficult to answer this question. Nonetheless, I'll give you the numbers. Seeing crushing during Q1 FY23 is 79.42 lakh quintals vis-a-vis 75.16 lakh quintals in the corresponding quarter last year. So our crushing is up anything between 5 and 6%. Okay. Now, sugar production during this quarter was 8.96 lakh quintals as compared to 9.01 lakh quintals in the corresponding quarter last year. Okay. In the corresponding quarter last year, in our DD unit, we have generated CAV molasses. So, the numbers cannot be strictly comparable. I mean, we cannot jump to the conclusion that the recovery is lower during this quarter. On a gross basis, yes, the recoveries, I would say, still have been a little on the lower side, is mainly because the summer months are extremely hot in UP.
Understood.
So, yeah.
So, just last one, if I may. So, on the now with the new ethanol distillery up and running, any ballpoint number that you can give? What can be the peak amount of production now with from both the units together in ethanol?
So we can do 11 crore liters a year from both the units. Once you consider one full year, we can do about 11 crore liters, 5.5 crore liters each from both the units.
And this is after optimizing all the...
We have some teething problems, but they will all get ironed out in quick time from now.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much, sir, for your...
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anupam Goswami from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon, sir. I'm good.
Yeah, tell me, sir.
Congrats on the good set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
First question is on the recovery of the next season that is going to come. So how do you see the recovery this time? Because last time, UP was a little affected with the current rains and the monsoon and what is expected going forward. And you mentioned that the, you have about 12 to 15% of the replacement of new variety. Where do you see the recovery? Is it flattish or is it anyway higher than the last
season? No, from season to season perspective, I definitely expect that our recoveries will be better in the coming season. I mean, let me assure you that we are just not happy with the kind of recovery that we have had in the last season. It was 12.01% on gross basis as compared to 12.32% in the previous season. So, a drop of 31 basis points, we are definitely not happy with that and we are working on it and we expect that the recovery will be better in the coming season.
And this drop was mostly due to the rainfall, right?
Rainfall and red rot attack in the Bareilly command area.
Okay.
So our recovery drop in the both the units in Bijnor district was not so much, whereas the recovery drop in the Bareilly unit, which was actually more prone to the red rot attack, there the recovery drop was more pronounced. It was 65 basis points.
Okay.
Yeah.
So so when you say that, you know, recovery could be a little higher next season. So this to rainfall and red rot disease, that factor might be a little less next season, right?
Yeah, I mean it's too early to talk about the impact of the rainfall. If there are good rains in the month of August, you know, the problem can be mitigated largely or at least to a substantial extent. From the perspective of red rot, yes, we are bringing about varietal changes in that particular unit, command area of that particular unit. So we expect 12 to 15% replacement of this variety 0238.
Understood, sir. Understood.
Yeah.
So my next question is on the a little long term. Since we had a very good year last year also in terms of production, very high production, and next, if my estimates also a slightly higher production even next year. So, last, how the export dependency, do you see how much export? Can we do a little export at the same rate of the current season next?
Yep. You see, you are very right. Last year, you know, all the favorable factors colluded and India has, you know, become a kind of a powerhouse insofar as exports is concerned. And we expect that 11 million tons of sugar will be exported, so which is a phenomenal achievement. But yes, you are right. This kind of performance cannot be repeated year on year basis. So we have ISMA has assessed the numbers. India is estimated to produce about 35.5 million tons of sugar in the coming season. And in order to maintain the 6 million tons of closing stock as on 30th September 2023, we have requested the government to allow export of 8 million tons of sugar. You know, we have asked requested for export of 8 million tons of sugar. So, you know, the prices, international prices, they vary substantially. Sometimes the prices are good, sometimes the prices drop a little. But generally, considering the better prices that are now prevailing and plus, you know, the rupee-dollar parity, which is favorable for exports, I mean, an early announcement of export policy will help sugar mills to, you know, enter into contract at the opportune time. So, 22-23 season, should not be a problem if the government allows announces an export policy early. But yes, you know, from the long-term perspective, yes, more and more sacrifice of sugar should happen in favor of ethanol, which is what we have requested the government, that, you know, the major sacrifice will come if more and more mills use sugarcane juice as feedstock for making ethanol. That is where the real sacrifice will come. That is where I think as a country we should be able to cut down the sugar production by about 30% or so.
If the export prices stays about 18.5 or 18 or so, is 8 million ton possible from India?
Yeah. I mean, at least you see, maybe not from the UP state, but yes, Maharashtra, Karnataka, yes, this kind of I mean, its contracts for about 8 million tons is perfectly possible, mainly because, number one, Maharashtra, you know, the sugar mills in Maharashtra, they save on the transportation and logistics costs. And number two, their comparison with the domestic price is that of the prices prevailing for mills in Maharashtra and Karnataka, which is about 200 rupees a quintal lesser than the price at which sugar is sold by the UP sugar mills in the domestic market.
Okay. Yeah. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll join back in the
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Shailesh Kanani from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
A couple of questions. Fine, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir, your voice is breaking.
Yeah, sir, the question was, is it audible for now?
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, so my question was, with respect to sugar capacity expansion, and you had mentioned that we have kind of utilized the complete crushing capacity with respect to distillery facilities. So, are we planning anything on that front for increasing the sugar capacity?
Yes, we plan to increase our crushing capacity. So, we will commence the process sometime in January so that our capacity gets expanded as we enter the season 23-24.
Okay, and what kind of capacity expansion are we looking at, sir, on that front?
We are going to add some balancing equipment and all. And what is 21,500 TCD now can go up to 24,000 TCD or so.
Okay, and feedstock for the same, the cane command area would increase accordingly for that?
There is going to be some increase, of course, in the command area insofar as cane availability is concerned. Because, you see, if a sugar mill is able to draw more sugar cane per day, so the diversion of sugar cane for the alternative sweeteners, you know, it comes down. So the sugar cane availability for the sugar mills becomes higher. So that is one benefit which the sugar mills get when they increase their capacity. And secondly, of course, we will also, you know, this will also ensure that we do not end up crushing in the hot months of May, in the month of May. So this will help our recoveries also.
Okay. Broadly, what I wanted to understand is that how easy or how difficult it is to increase the TCD, given that it would depend upon the availability of feedstock. So there are no hindrance or there are no bottlenecks or there are no concerns on that front, right?
No, sir. Let me tell you where we, in a phased manner, where we have increased the crushing at our Dwarikeshnagar unit. So we have from within the same command area, we have been able to have enough feedstock.
Okay. Fair enough. The second point was again on the rainfall front. Which would be the time where we get a more balanced or more pragmatic view on how has been the rainfall front? Because I understand right now it is still early season. So what is the time frame by which we'll get a better idea about
the deficit or the surplus of rainfall for us?
So we will have clarity by September end, because we don't want rains in the month of September there. Not excessive rains at least.
Okay.
More than the lack of rains, the extra rain that we get in the month of September is more counterproductive.
Fair enough. Sir, just last question from my side. Sir, on the international front, any latest figures you are looking about Brazil's production? Because I believe our first half has been good for Brazil. The production has been good on first half of July. It has picked up. So, any revised figures or estimates for the year where Brazil is going to end this year?
No, as of now, the international prices indicate that ethanol is going to occupy an important space in the production matrix of Brazil, so, which means ethanol production will be higher. Some minor adjustments are always possible, but the center stage will be occupied by ethanol in their production matrix. So, Brazil production could go up a little higher, but we have an indication that the production might be lower from European Union. So, a lot of factors play, and, more clarity will come in the days to come.
Okay, so 34-35 was the initial assumptions. We are working on the same assumptions, 34-35 million tons of assumption for Brazil?
More or less. Yeah.
More or less. Okay. Okay, sir. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Sanjeev Kumar Damani from SKD Consulting. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. I'm Sanjeev Damani.
Very good afternoon, sir. How are you, sir?
I am very fine, sir. Sir, I wanted to have the closing stock as on 38 June of sugar, ethanol, and molasses. Can I have it?
One moment, sir. Sugar is 13.30 lakh quintals. Sugar stock is 13.3 lakh quintals. Molasses stock, I don't have the number offhand, but just a moment.
No problem.
And ethanol is, we go hand to mouth, sir. Hardly any stock, sir. Let me explain, sir, in the, when the month of June and thereafter, the supply of ethanol to the ethanol depots, these are considered to be lean months. So, ethanol depots are always hungrier and more eager to lap up whatever ethanol we give them. So, our closing stock of ethanol is hardly anything.
Actually, I wanted to know this also, whether, we have to push the OMCs to lift or they readily come for what?
No, sir. There has been no problem now. All the issues which were hitherto there have all been ironed out. And in fact, there is pressure from the food ministry and from the oil marketing companies that we should fulfill our contractual obligations, come what may, and if possible, give them additional quantity of ethanol. You see, the country as a whole has achieved a run rate of 10.17% blending till a week ago. Okay.
Right.
Now, that's a healthy rate, but this rate can turn into less than 10% rate if the supply in the next 3-4 months is enough. So we are left with 4 months. July is over. August, September, October. 3 months we are left with. So and November also, yes, 4 months. So if the supply has to be as brisk as it was in these months, so that country as a whole is able to achieve more than 10% blending.
Sir, I want to confirm with you that government has recently allowed 1.50 rupee extra per liter for molasses in all categories. Is it correct?
Yes, sir. It is announced, but with a covenant that we should fulfill the contractual obligation, only then we get the increase.
Okay. So, on the completion of the contractual agreement, yes, we'll get extra payment also.
Correct.
Okay. Now, sir, I also hear that open market prices for ENA has gone up to 56 rupees or 55 rupees or 59 rupees.
No, it's not the case, sir. I have not heard of such sharp increase in the price of ENA. But I mean, we don't much track the prices also because we have already fulfilled our obligation of giving BHV molasses for content liquor purposes.
So this year, sir, you only made B molasses. So what about levy? How did you supply the levy molasses?
So there is a formula, sir. If it is 18% in case of CAV, in case of BAV, it is 13.06%, sir.
Achcha. So that suffices.
So there is a reduced quantity of BAV molasses because obviously, content liquor manufacturers, if they use BAV, their production of ethanol, production of spirit ENA or whatever it is will be higher. So the obligation is to give them lesser quantity of B molasses. So it's equated between B and C.
Oh, okay, sir. And sir, what about making ethanol directly from juice or syrup? Are we thinking about it?
Yeah, in the coming season, we are going to do that, sir. In the coming season, we are going to use juice for making ethanol directly.
So, sir, based on last year's historical data, from 1 ton of sugar cane, which cost you about 3,500, if I'm not mistaken or wrong. So how much ethanol we will be able to make from this quantity and what will be our revenue of directly made this thing that at the rate of around 65, we will be supplying this. So can you kindly explain?
Sir, it equates to a price of, you see, 1 ton. You get about 81 liters of ethanol, okay, from the sugar cane.
81
liters. Yeah.
Okay.
So it equates to a price of nearly 3,500 rupees plus per quintal of sugar. So, and this price is going to get ethanol price already, there is a 1.5 rupees. I'm talking about the historical price of ethanol for season, for 21-22, not the increased price. Okay.
Right, sir.
So, and then we expect further improvement in the price of ethanol.
Next season, you are anticipating higher price allocation.
Yeah. And we have requested the government to fix a higher price for ethanol made from juice directly because that is where the real sacrifice of sugar will happen. That is where we can see the possibility of sugar production coming down by about 30%. We are at a gross level, we are a 40 million ton sugar producing nation now. And our consumption is 27.5. So we have to moderate our production substantially.
Right, sir. So I mean, if I am not wrong, sir, you know, this 3,500 cost will yield us almost about 5,000 rupees directly. Am I right, sir, somewhere? If suppose we get 65 price, 81 liter approximate. Hello?
Yeah. Tell me, sir. Please go ahead.
So with this 1 ton produced, we can make... Okay, now, what is the molasses that we get yield of in terms of rupee, whether we consume or sell outside when we process 1 ton of sugar cane?
Sorry, sir. Actually, you know, these are all, you know, these involve a lot of mathematics and a lot of...
Okay, sir. No problem. I thought, one ton of...
I cannot explain to you in simple terms, actually.
But, sir, one ton of sugar cane when processed, how much bagasse is available, sir? How much kgs of bagasse?
30% of bagasse is available, sir. 30%. Typically, one unit of sugar cane has 30% bagasse in it, about 14% of sugar, out of which about 12% of sugar is possible to extract, and then it has about 4 to 5% of molasses, and the rest is water.
Sir, I want to do hurry because otherwise they will remind me of not asking more question. Last question is 1 lakh, sir, you told me 13.0 lakh quintals. So it is amounting to 1,33,000 metric ton of stock right now as on June. Am I right?
Yeah, 1,33,000 metric ton.
Okay, out of this, you told us that 58,000 metric ton is just now going.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. We have our 50,000 metric ton of sugar for export has already moved out of our mills on the 30th of June 2020.
Okay, sir. Okay.
This entire 133,000 metric tons of sugar is available to us for sale in the domestic market.
Okay, got it, sir. Last question, sir. These days we have to push to sell our sugar as per quota, or there also there is a good demand. You know, people lift it. You know, distributors or stockists, they lift the sugar easily, or we have to push to sell?
Sir, the prices have been flattish, so there has been some effort involved in selling, but sugar gets sold on cash. There is no credit that is extended on sale of sugar. So as much sugar.
Summer also, there was no demand. Lau was not the situation in summer also.
No, there wasn't a very, the pipelines may have had adequate stock. When do the traders buy and procure more sugar? When they, number one, if the pipeline is empty, and number two, if they think that the days ahead the prices are going to rise, that is when they try to replenish their pipeline, they fill it up. So it's a function of demand and supply, yes, but other than that, the expectation of the availability of sugar in future.
Thank you very much, sir. I am obliged, and congratulations for a very fantastic business, and all the best for future, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Nimish Sheth from GT Advisory. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Congratulations. Very good numbers. Congratulations to you and your team for getting the new distillery started on schedule.
We are also, it's all because of your blessings. Good wishes also, sir.
That will be there. Now we want to give you more blessings, and that's possible if you give us a higher dividend payout. So we're hoping that you now, with so much cash flow and not too large a capex ahead of you, you will focus on paying down debt, using some of your profits towards funding of finished goods inventory, and of course a good payout to us.
No, sure, sir. We have been liberal, and we will continue to be liberal in our payouts. But one quarter is not doesn't give you an indication of how the.
I'm not talking. But you do have a new. You have a 100% increase in your capacity of ethanol. That is a good cash flow business, and given a stable outlook for the cane in your region, I think you should have good cash flows at least from the ethanol business.
Let's hope so, sir.
Yeah. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Udit Gupta. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Mr. Gupta, we were unable to hear the start of your question. Request you to kindly repeat it.
Yes. Sir, the sugar inventory that we are holding on 30th June, sir. So what is the valuation of that, sir? So like
3,179 per quintal, sir.
Okay. And sir, this one, sir, next year, like you said, that we can produce about 11 crore liters of ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
23, how many liters are we expected to produce, sir?
Sir, our second class plant has just begun operation, so we will have the benefit of this plant running for 3 quarters, not exactly full quarters, 2 quarters plus. And the first plant will work for 4 quarters. So from first plant we get about 5.5 crore liters, and from this plant, conservatively about 3 crore liters. So 8.5 crore liters is what we expect to produce in the FY 2022-23.
Correct. And sir, what is the processing cost of ethanol per liter for us? And is it expected to come after we have the?
No, processing cost, it depends. It's about it varies between 10 rupees a liter to 15 rupees a liter, depending upon what the efficiency levels are. So
correct.
We I mean, it's of course it's not that the processing is cost is lower for sugar made from ethanol made directly from sugar cane juice, because there's going to be bagasse consumption, etc., etc. So, but well, the range is between 10 to 15 rupees a liter.
And that is not expected to come down, like it will be similar.
If we are efficient, yes, it will come down. It will be towards the lower end of the range that I had given just now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That was the last question. I would now like to hand it over back to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone, for participating in this investors conference, in the earnings call conference. I'm delighted to share our views with you all. I'm happy to receive questions from you. I look forward to your continued support and guidance and encouragement in the times to come. I now hang up with the assurance that we'll continue to be as efficient, or in fact more efficient than what we presently are. Our job is to churn out as good performance as is possible, given the constraints, given the parameters of the industries within which we operate. Thank you very much. Thank you once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.